Again, I welcome you, and we're just going to get ready tonight and get into the Word of God. And tonight we're going to be looking at Psalm 119. So in essence, we're still talking about the Word of God, just from a different angle. The overall study, I want to use the thought, a commitment to obedience. So I'm going to share with you what commitment means, what obedience means, and then I'm just going to give you a little bit, tell you a little bit about Psalm 119 before we get into the Word. So commitment is the state or quality of being committed to a cause or activity. Obedience, biblically defined, plain and simple, is hearing the Word of God and acting on it. It's about aligning our will to God's will and doing what God has instructed or commanded us to do. It is when we completely surrender to His authority and base our decisions and our actions on His Word. So I want you just, you know, during the study, I just want you to just mull that over and keep it in the back of your minds or in the front of your minds and as we move on. So just for a little intro, Psalms 119 is both the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible. It consists of 176 verses. It's divided into 22 sections, and each section is made up of 8 verses. All but 5 of those 176 verses directly mention the Word of God. And those 5 verses that are excluded are verse 84, verse 90, 121, 122, and 132. And like I said, it consists of 176 verses, and I don't want that to hinder you from reading it on your own and studying it and seeing what God has to say to you personally. So moving on, the author is unknown. But throughout this chapter, the psalmist uses 8 different names to refer to God's word, and they are law, testimony, way, or ways, precepts, statutes, commandments, judgments, and word. And depending on what translation you might use, you might also see the word promise or promises. So, but of those 8, 5 of them should already be familiar to you, as they are the same names David gave to the scriptures in Psalm 19. So again, we're still in some essence, we're still talking about the Word of God. Now, if you compare this psalm to our study of Psalm 19 the last 2 months, this unnamed author, as well as David, obviously they shared a genuine love for the Word of God. Taking into account that in those days, they didn't have a complete Old Testament, let alone a complete Bible. But they rejoiced in what word they had. And they lived godly and victorious lives, just feeding and feasting on the Old Testament alone. Now, we have the whole Bible, the complete word, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So how much more should not Christians today live for the Lord? How many of us can say we love God's word to the extent that we spend quality time reading, studying, and meditating on it? With the exception maybe of a favorite psalm or proverb, how many of us stand guilty of ignoring the Old Testament altogether for whatever reason? The biggest reason probably being we don't understand it. And I'll be the first one to admit, yes, a whole lot of the Bible, new and old, it is difficult to understand. But that's why God has given us other translations. He's even given us study Bibles with footnotes. He's given us life application Bibles that tell us that word the word so that it applies to our everyday life. But more important than that, we must ask God to give us wisdom, impart to us knowledge, and grant us discernment to know and understand the deep things of God. Now, we'll say this to you tonight. Don't think you can approach God's word with a carnal mind or a mind that's governed by the flesh and expect to get understanding, because the Bible lets us know that a carnal mind cannot comprehend that which is spiritual. We know that God is a spirit, so the word of God is spiritual. And a mind that's governed by the flesh, you can't understand it. So the basic theme throughout this psalm is wholehearted obedience and the practical use of the word of God in the life of the believer. But we can't use the word, we can't obey the word, we can't apply the word if we don't know what the word says. And we won't know what the word says unless we put forth the effort to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, and learn how to rightly divide the word of truth. So again, my overall thought for this study is a commitment to obedience. But for this particular section, I don't know if your Bibles like mine, but some Bibles have subheadings over each particular section. So for tonight, we're going to look at the first three verses, and I'm just going to pull the subheading or the secondary thought from the Bible, and that says, walking in God's ways. So let's look at the first three verses and see what God has to say to us on tonight. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way, or those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, and they seek him with the whole heart. 3, they, which are the undefiled or the blameless, referring back to verse 1, also do no iniquity and walk in his ways. Now, other than these first two verses, which consist of a double blessing or a twofold blessing, the word blessed is found nowhere else in this psalm. It means true happiness, surpassing joy, full contentment, perfect peace, and complete satisfaction in God. Now, who wouldn't want some of that? A double blessing, a double portion of the Word of God. So how can we receive these blessings from the Lord? By being blameless before him, obedient to his law, and have a wholehearted relationship with God. There's no such thing as a half-hearted Christian. We're either in or we're out. We're either hot or we're cold. And we know what the Word of God says about a lukewarm Christian. The Bible says God will spew you out of his mouth. When we make God and we make his Word our top priority, guess what, y'all? He'll make us his. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God has promised that all these things will be added unto you. What does it mean to be undefiled and blameless? It means to be innocent of wrongdoing, without guilt, or without blame. Does it mean that we're perfect? Doesn't mean that we're not going to make mistakes. Doesn't mean that we're sinless. But we should be striving for perfection. And we should sin less. Only Jesus was totally blameless and without sin. But Ephesians 1 and 4 lets us know that as believers, we have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and we should be holy and without blame before him in love. What does it mean to walk in the law of the Lord? First of all, walking is an action. Saints of God, it requires effort to get somewhere. It takes work. We can't stay in the same place and expect to grow in God. We just become stagnant. It means we have to do something. We must consistently choose to follow the path that God has revealed to us in his word. It is a choice to follow God regardless of our circumstances, regardless of whether or not our friends choose a different path, regardless of whether we have to endure suffering. But we need to learn to take those circumstances and believe God to bring us through the suffering, and even take those friends and put them in the hand of God, commit them to the Lord, and we need to move on standing on the promises of God. Walking in the law of the Lord, it becomes a lifestyle where we are free from the defilement of sin, where we believe God's testimonies and we depend on his word. What does it mean to seek God wholeheartedly? It's much more than reading the Bible or even studying the Bible, but it means you reading the word and then you listening to what God has to say. It means hearing God's voice as he speaks through his word, learning to know the still small voice of God. It means loving him with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, giving him first place in our life and allowing nothing to come before him. It's a wholehearted surrender to God and God's will. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So again, there's something we have to do. We have to make an effort, and we have to search for God. The Bible says, "Seek him now while he may be found." That gives an indication that there may come a time when he may not be found. So then the psalmist says, "They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." Well, what in the world does that mean? It means we need to drop the sinful lifestyle. We need to lay aside every weight, every sin, anything, everything that comes to separate us from God. If we profess to be believers, if we profess to be born again, then there ought to be a significant difference in the way we live. We should have no desire to continue living in sin. We should have no desire to practice sin. We should no longer even have a desire to love the world or the things in the world, especially when they are contrary to the standards that God has set for us in his word. Instead, we now walk in the newness of life. The old things, the old man, the old ways are passed away. And behold, the word of God says, all things have become new. Psalm 128:1 says, "Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walk in his ways," meaning we reverence him. And we seek to please him by doing what? Obeying his word. We cannot experience or know the blessings of God if we don't walk in his ways. Now, I know the world might offer many other ways that look appealing or even tempting, but I let you know tonight, it won't be the right way, and it won't be a blessed way. We will never find true contentment in the pleasures of this world. But a true child of God will only be content, will only be satisfied, and will only be blessed when he is in right relationship with the Father. And this relationship just like any other relationship, it needs to be cultivated. It needs to be nurtured, and it needs to be developed. The blessed man or woman of God is one who observes God's ways and strives to keep his testimony. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. If you want to live a successful Christian life, learn how to walk in obedience. Learn how to do what the Word of God says do. Psalms 119, 59, and 60. The psalmist says, I considered my ways, and I turned my feet to your testimony. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. We need to do the same, saints. We need to take an honest look at our own lives, evaluate our conduct, our words, our actions, and then immediately, without delay, without hesitation, we need to turn our feet in the direction of obedience. In Psalms 19, I believe, verse 14, the Bible said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I know we say that a lot as a benediction at the close of service, but have we ever really stopped to think about what we're saying? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and we know what comes out of our mouth, it starts in the heart. And sometimes we can say some stuff. So we need to think about, you know, sometimes what we're saying. Is it pleasing to the Lord? Is it acceptable in his sight? So in my conclusion on tonight, if you want to be blessed and blameless, this can only be achieved by walking according to God's law and walking in God's ways. When we walk in God's ways, guess what? We won't be engaging in sinful activities, and we won't be participating in worldly pleasures. Now note the scripture says God's ways, not man's ways, not the ways of the world, and certainly not our own ways. This can't be a now and then walk, an off and on walk, meaning I'll strive to walk in obedience today, but tomorrow I'm going to do what I want to do. Don't work that way. We can't have one foot in and one foot out. Can't be no straddling the fence. This walk, saints, it has to be a wholehearted walk. Now, if we follow what the psalmist says in just these three verses, we'll see that those who know Scripture and those who practice Scripture are a blessed people. If we seek after God, if we follow his commands, if we walk in his ways, if we walk according to the law of God, we will experience the blessings of a joyful and a fruitful life. I pray that you've been blessed by the word of God on tonight. I'm done. And moving forth, just as the Lord leads, I know we won't study all 176 verses, but, you know, maybe we'll just pull from each section, each of those eight stanzas, and just see what God has to say to us. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. God, we give you the honor. Hallelujah, God, which is due unto you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for your word that has gone forth. We pray, God, that it's been a blessing to your people. We thank you in advance, God, that the ears will open and that they'll take heed to the word of God. Every person on this line, in the name of Jesus, that you would just move in the life of every individual, every family member, that you would order our steps through your word, God, that you would make crooked places straight. God, in the name of Jesus, that we would just live a life, God, that lines up with the word of you, and even, God, that our ways would line up with your ways of thinking. And my God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be, God, in a place where you can use us, God, to your will, to your glory, that we can be in a place, my God, where you can ever use us to get a mighty work done, God, for the kingdom of you. God, we just thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we pray for them that are sick, them that are going through. My God, we pray for Mom Mary on tonight. God, asking you, God, just to strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. You see her, God. You know what she's going through. God, and we know, God, that nothing is hidden from you. And we just ask you tonight, God, that you would just lay your nail-scarred hand upon her tonight, God, from the crown of her head, God, down to the soles of her feet. God, that you would bring complete deliverance from the symptoms that she's experiencing. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your will be manifested in her life. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would look on her husband tonight, look on her sons tonight, God, and ever bind them together, Lord, and encourage their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I know, God, it's not easy seeing a loved one go through, but it is possible, God, to gain strength from you, seeking you and trusting you and leaning and depending on you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just encourage them tonight, God, for all that they have to go through in their days ahead. That you would prepare them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, Lord, all of those on the prayer list, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever they are, God, I can't recall the names, but God, you know who they are. You know what their need is. You know what the situation is. And we just ask you tonight, God, to move in the midst. God, move in their behalf. Work miracles, oh God. Meet financial needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless their children, God, every member, God, of their household. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, show yourself mighty, God, to your people. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, remind them, my God, that there is nothing, my God, too hard for you. There's nothing, God, you can't do. There's nothing, God, you won't do for your people, my God, in the name of Jesus. Them that call upon you, them that seek after you, God, them that walk in obedience, for God, you know them that are yours. Oh, my God, have your way right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need tonight, God, that arise in the lives of your people. I pray again, God, for the Whitson and the Allen family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just lift up hung down heads tonight, God, that you would dry tears tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would comfort them tonight, God, during this time of loss, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God, in their walk with you, my God. Draw them closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know you, God, that they would come into relationship with you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God, for every heart, God. We ask that heavy that's on this line tonight. Oh, my God, encourage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every member of the Whitson family, Lord, every sister, God, every brother, every child, God, in the name of Jesus, every grandchild, my God, strengthen tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let them seek after you, God, for strength, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, it's not easy losing a loved one. Oh, my God, but neither is it easy, God, when we have to watch loved ones suffering, knowing, God, that the hardest part is that there's nothing, God, that we can do to make it any easier. So, my God, we thank you for your will, God, being done. We thank you, God, for the will of your God being manifested, my God, and we thank you tonight as you prepare, oh, my God, every person on this line to be in a position to accept, God, whatever your will is in the lives of your people, in the name of Jesus, for it's not our will, but God, we desire that your will, oh my God, be done. We just thank you tonight, God. We Thank you for it, our pastors. We thank you for every pastor, God. We thank you for every minister, every evangelist, every teacher. We thank you tonight, God, as you ever move in the midst of all of our lives, God, that we would ever be humble before you, God, where, a place where you can use us, God, to bring glory to you, God, to get glory to your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to grow us up in you, God, to continue to mature us in the ways of you, God, that we continue, God, to walk in obedience, my God, to your every written word. That we can go forth, God, in the service of you, God, being a blessing to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we can't do anything without you, but the word declares that with you, all things are possible as we believe, as we stand firm on the word of you, God, as we stand firm on every promise of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you promised to fulfill your word. You are not a man that you can lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But God, if you said it, God, we know tonight you're going to do it. If you spoke it, we know, God, tonight that you will, my God, bring it to pass. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless the name of you on tonight, God. We thank you, God, just for meeting our needs. We thank you, God, how you watch over us, how you shield us, and how you protect us, God, how you keep back the hand of danger. My God, how you encamp your angels round about us, God, to keep us in all of our ways. My God, we thank you tonight, God, that as we lay down to sleep, we can lay down with an assurance. Oh, God, that we're resting in you, my God, that you're granting us a sweet sleep, my God, in the name of Jesus. My God, even while we're sleeping, God, let us just meditate, God, on your word. Let your word, God, just saturate our hearts and saturate our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continually, God, grow in you, that we will continually, God, make up in our minds to commit, my God, to an obedient lifestyle, a life, God, that pleases you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God, for our church mother, and we thank you, God, for auntie tonight, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as you continue, my God, just to meet their needs, as you continue, God, to strengthen their bodies, in the name of Jesus, as you continue, God, to surround them, God, with love. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Remember Pastor and Lady B tonight, God, and their family, their children, and their grandchildren. And oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. My God, you know what the needs might be. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, God, in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Shield and protect them, God. Even Kirk, God, as he travels over the highway, God. In the name of Jesus, back and forth and to and from. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, God, to guide him safely over, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his home, God. Bless his family tonight. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless every person, God, in the midst of our congregation, every usher, God, every trustee, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, every lay member, every deacon, God, in the name of Jesus. God, just strengthen us, God, all together. My God, hallelujah, that together, God, we can get a mighty work done for you, that you, God, would get the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we give your name glory tonight. We give your name glory tonight, God. We give your name the honor tonight, God, for Lord, you alone, God, are worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, but because we abide in you, God, and your words abide in us. You promise, God, that we can ask you anything, my God, and you promise that you would do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much tonight, God. We just give you praise tonight, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. Bless our families. Bless our homes, God. In the name of Jesus, just continue, God, to manifest yourself in ways to us, Lord. Hallelujah, God, that as we study the word of your Lord, that we seek you, God, for wisdom, that we seek you for knowledge, oh God, that we seek you, God, to give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just honor the presence of you tonight, Lord, in our lives. Hallelujah, God. We thank you so much. We thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you so much. Oh, God, we give your name praise, God. We give your name praise. We give your name praise, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah,
thank you,
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, brethren.
Sharing in the word with us tonight. Pray that you've been blessed.
Yes.
Go ahead, and we're going to get ready and get off this line. I believe our time is up. But in the meantime,
praise God.
In the work of the Lord.
Thank you.
Go
thank
forward,
you.
Being not only
thank
a hero,
you.
But being
be
a doer.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
you.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank good night. I love you all.
I love you too, Mr. Bowler.
Night, night. Night. Night.
Thank you.